Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ecology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour with tonight's guest, who will be joining us in a moment on this September the 3rd on the West Coast, now September the 4th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. I'd also like to welcome those folks that may be listening to us tonight on Wind Talkers Radio Network and on blogtalkradio.com. Lots to talk about. We're going to talk about some things that are going on in our own lives as researchers and talk show hosts. I think you're going to find some of this rather interesting. We're not going to go into as many specifics tonight as I would love to go into, but I guarantee you, we will. The next time tonight's guest is on this show, or I'm on his show, we're going to be talking about a major breakthrough right along the lines of the current research that I and tonight's guest have been doing independently and together. He has and when I say he, I'm talking about tonight's guest. He's got his own talk show on Wind Talkers Radio Network and blogtalkradio.com. It's called A Marine's Disquisition, heard Monday through Friday on that network. And he is a former U.S. Marine from 1967 through 1977. And he has devoted his life to bringing out the truth. We met via a lady who passed on earlier this year. Her name was Marianne Ponder. She was actually responsible in bringing quite a few researchers, investigators, and talk show hosts together. And so every time we appear together, we like to honor her. She's in our memory. She's in our hearts. And we guarantee you those that took her life someday will pay for it if they haven't already begun to. With that, I welcome back to Evident Footprints my good friend, Mr. Drew Malone Raines III. Drew, welcome to Evident Footprints.
Thank you, sir. I'm very honored to be here. And contrary to popular belief, Marianne Ponder is still in my IM code, as well as my phone book and on my Skype.
Me too. Me too.
Somebody says that somebody told me once when I was a very young boy, i.e. 5 years old, when I was doing some tap dancing, that my grandfather would be proud of me as a young man, or he would be proud that I was on a stage. And my mother looked at me and she said, "Just remember, as long as those that have passed over live in your heart, they're never dead." So I remember that all my life. My grandfather is with me wherever I go, as well as my father and now my mother and grandmothers. And Marianne Ponder is right there with them. They will never be out of my heart because they live in my heart forever.
Boy, you got that right. Well, Drew, you've had some interesting shows recently yourself. In fact, I'm bringing one of your recent guests on my show. Actually, two of them, I should say, a father and a daughter. Who have a very interesting story to share. We're not going to go into that tonight, but
they're going to be here tomorrow night, and yeah. And that's Mark and Heather Lawrence, father and daughter. And I will spill the beans that Mark is a former United States Marine, and just to lay the groundwork, everybody, Marines stick together. It's called Semper Fi. And with that said, I'll let Don do his thing tomorrow night with them.
Well, you know, it was a riveting show, and this girl has got one heck of a story to tell. And anyone that feels that they're a true American through and through should be tuned in and listen to what this young girl has done. She has shown She has more courage than maybe 100 people I know put together. And she's got brains and she's got a heart. And she's definitely a patriot. We can say that for sure. So, at 16, that's quite a bit to say, you know, about a young girl in high school.
And, well, exactly.
And
a lady that's got, she's all heart. She's really leadership material. Because of the financial situation, she's looking to be, leaving high school with a GED and going into the military at the age of 17. And I'm doing everything I can to talk to her to stay in, and because she's not dropout material. She's extremely educated. She has a high IQ, and she's basically one of those kids that if you're not part of the system in Florida, they don't want you to get a high school education, because obviously if you get a high school education, you go right into college, and these powers to be, they don't want honorable, moral young people, man and female, in college to basically get an education to fight this imperialist Nazi fascist regime of communism. And I'm not talking about the communism that we have seen the last 60 or 70 years. I'm talking about something far more vicious. It is a combination of fascism, Stalinism, and
Marxism.
Marxism tacked on to Nazism.
Yes.
And if you don't believe me, ladies and gentlemen, just take a good hard look at the health care bill. Where inside the health care bill, if you've already reached the age of 65 and you get sick, guess what? It's called pull the plug. They're going to give you a little pill and ask you to vacate the body.
Yes, it's amazing what's going on right now, and you and I share those sentiments every time we talk about this.
Exactly, and what's really sad is everybody out here, Don, you know, it's starting to come home to roost. My grandfather made the comment back in the 40s that people would regret the day that they authorized the implementation of a yearly or bi-yearly driver's license test, because it was all about money. And Louisiana did not want to do a yearly driver's license, so they set it up as every 2 years if you were over the age of 40, and 4 years if you were under the age of 40, and if you were under the age of 20, you had a test every 2 years until you reached the age of 21. That was the way it originally started. And getting a driver's license back in the 30s, ladies and gentlemen, it only cost you a dollar. Well, right now, it's up to $20. And that should tell you how the devaluation of the dollar has been. But police officers now have become nothing but revenue officers. And a prime example of that is going on in Arkansas, where we have a police officer shooting the fire chief, who had to come back to the police officer had to come back to court twice in one day because the fire chief was disputing a traffic ticket, and the police officer wasn't out in this little bitty town of Jericho, Arkansas, writing revenue tickets. And now there's a deep investigation over this town that has seven police officers, no businesses. The last legitimate business in this town closed its doors, and there are 32 empty storefronts in this town. But they got seven cops writing tickets.
And that's probably how they're paying the electric bill on the one stoplight, right?
There isn't a stoplight. It's all about speeding. It's okay. All about speeding and little old dirt roads, and even one man who has a driveway 2 miles long to get into his 60 acres, and I say 2 miles, it's more than 400 yards. He's got a little airfield there. He's driving down to his mailbox on the main road, just lickety-split. It's on his property, and the local town's cop did a clock on his car. He was doing 58 miles an hour on his own property, on his own dirt road, and wrote him a ticket for going 16 miles an hour over the speed limit.
On his own property?
On his own property.
Did he pay the ticket?
Well, yeah, he paid it. I've got the article. It'll be posted on my News and Views tomorrow. But it's, I mean, that's how bad it is, okay? There's now an investigation by the sheriff who wants to know where's all the money going, because these seven cops have been writing tickets every day to the amount of like 30 and 40 tickets a day. Anybody traveling through that town most likely gets a ticket, because the 45 mile an hour speed ticket is on the other side of a hill. When you come across the hill doing 65, there's no way you can stop to get down to 45 miles an hour. So if you're not familiar with the area, you're going to get a ticket.
Well, it that's going on all over the place.
$150 tickets weren't enough to protect the city finances. They're behind that's how much the tickets are. If you get caught with a speeding ticket over 50 miles an hour, the ticket's $150. They write 10 to 20 a day.
Now, was this guy wearing a seatbelt?
Well, we don't know. That's not mentioned in here. But if he didn't have a seatbelt, that's another $125 in Arkansas.
Man, they come up with a lot of ways to extort money.
But this is a prime example that's out there for everybody in America. Everybody in America should understand police officers aren't there to protect you. It comes out in this article that with seven police officers, there's been several burglaries, and the cops were out writing tickets, and they couldn't respond to help somebody stop a burglar that was being broke, that was witnessed in breaking in the businesses. Now the businesses are all closed. The closest place to go buy a loaf of bread is 35 miles away. Tough, man.
Yeah. Getting rough.
So you can be the mayor of the town and have a nice group of police officers in a nice jail and have a nice income from the money that's coming in. But here's a town that there's going to be seven police officers and a judge, and there ain't going to be anybody around to live there, because everybody's moved off. Everybody's moving out. As far as I'm concerned, if I lived in the area, I would get together with my neighbors and say, okay, guys, we need to take a 30-day vacation. Let's close everything down and everybody move away. There's no sense in close the power line down, close the phone company down. This is what's happening across America. And people they just don't understand. They don't understand this.
Yeah.
It's not just in this little town. We don't have government of the people, by the people, for the people anymore. We have a bunch of tyrants out there that are more interested paying their own salaries, padding their own pocketbooks, masturbating in court, seducing their secretaries. Those of you that think it's just happening in real weird places out there, it's going in every major city in America. Every major city in America. Every once in a while, you'll see a judge get called in for some illicit activity, or some deputy sheriff, or some cop. And you think it's just there? You think it's just one isolated incident? I got news for you. You go down and you watch these officers get trained writing traffic tickets, you'll find out real fast they're mandated to write so many tickets a day in the state of Arkansas as a state police officer, or they don't have a job. It's unreal. We don't have honesty in the judicial system. The word justice justice should be taken out, and along with fair. They should be taken out of the dictionary in the state of Arkansas.
Well,
it's all about money.
Not just in Arkansas, if I may add that.
Well, no, I agree. It's not just in Arkansas. There's other places out there. We've got a cop down in Texas, a sheriff the second sheriff in a row that's been duly elected in a specific county in eastern Arkansas, who was sentenced to five years in prison. Now, you think he was that was a good sentence? 5 years in prison for being complicit with the Mexican drug lords, allowing the Mexican drug lords to bring 18-wheelers loaded with marijuana or money, and he allows them to pull into the police impound yard and park their vehicles in safety while the drivers sleep, and they get on their way.
Yeah.
Now, what's happening here, ladies and gentlemen, you say, oh, he got caught. Well, he got 5 years. Wait a minute. What's wrong with this story? The judge gave him 5 years because he's a Democrat. The judge is a Democrat. But the 16-year-old son of the county Republican commission for the Republican Party, 16 years old, was caught with a marijuana joint in his wallet at school. The principal called the sheriff up. He's arrested. And this happened several months ago. The same judge gave this 16-year-old kid 10 years in maximum prison in Texas.
Hmm.
Now, you call that fair and justice?
Now, was that his first offense?
That was his only offense. He didn't even have a traffic violation. Never been in trouble.
Yeah, this,
this is another thing, Don. Everybody asks, oh, was that his first offense, or was that his second, or third, or fourth? We're talking about a single joint of marijuana. I don't care if it was the 10th. One joint. 5 18-wheelers loaded with 40,000 pounds of marijuana, and the police chief gets 5 years, and he's complicit with he's found guilty of complicity with the Mexican drug lords. How much marijuana has he been moving in that town, in that county, over the last 3 years he's been in office? Yeah, I'm mad. That burns me the backside big time. 16 years old, goes to prison for 10 years. Now, the Attorney General for the state of Texas is looking into the judge and seeing if there's not some abuse in his office. But this kid's been languishing in a jail now going on 8 months. Or not 8 months, 4 months.
Huh.
It happened the last week of school, the last weekend as school ended just a few 4 months ago, back in May.
That was a speedy trial, wasn't it? Yeah, they get him in there fast now because they want to start making money on all those.
He was arrested. He was arrested that the last day of school. Okay, the last day of school, he's arrested. They bring forth and have the trial a week later, and he goes to jail. A week. I want to know who the dead gum defense attorney was, and why isn't there an appeal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's going on? Did they convince the kid to plead guilty? And that's what I think they did. They probably got the kid to plead guilty in fear of going to jail for 25 years.
Yeah,
that's what the sentencing range is in Texas. There's no leniency in Texas. You get caught if you murder somebody in Texas, you get the death penalty. You get caught with marijuana, it's 10 years minimum. Doesn't say it isn't. It isn't just, it's by the discretion of the judge, it's 10-year sentence. Okay? Now, here's the discretion of the judge gives a police chief 5 years, but he gives a kid with a joint 10 years for possibly just pleading guilty.
Well, the way to get out of a murder charge and the death penalty is to form a commission like they did after the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah, sounds to me like that's what they need to do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I want to shift gears. Let's make a comparison, okay? You're talking about a 16-year-old kid, first offense, for a marijuana cigarette in his wallet, and we're presuming that was his, that belonged to him, it was his in his wallet. Now, let's compare this to the kind of crime that's going on in the government. This is from this is a short article I'm going to read to the listening audience, and you, Drew. This is written by Benjamin Fulford. Now, I take what Benjamin writes with a grain of salt and a teaspoon of sugar, but I do want to say that many times he's on the money with some of what he writes. This was published today. It's called Chinese to Destroy Feds, or meaning the Federal Reserve. He calls them the Feds.
I've got that story. Go right ahead. I mean, I just want to let you know I had that story on my News and Views this morning.
Oh, okay. By refusing to honor fraudulent derivatives contracts. Okay, September 3rd, 2009. Chinese to Destroy Feds by refusing to honor fraudulent derivative contracts. The Chinese government has told Chinese companies they do not have to honor derivatives and commodity futures contracts made with the Western financial institutions. This is one of the most important of many nails in the coffin for the soon-to-implode Federal Reserve Board. The Chinese have every right to renegade on those contracts because they were fraudulent. First of all, the Feds manipulated the commodities markets to their benefit and to the detriment of the Chinese. They also allowed 100 times leverage, thus allowing for astronomical Ponzi schemes to be set up. Furthermore, they almost certainly did not properly explain the risks when they made their deals with the Chinese. Now that their attempt to rip off the Chinese is blowing up in their faces, these financial institutions will implode. This will set off a chain of events that will make the Lehman Brothers implosion seem like a storm in a teacup. The total amount of derivatives contracts outstanding is now over, get this, $5,000 trillion, or 100 times world gross domestic product. In other words, it is just a giant illusion waiting to vanish along with the institutions that peddled it. For those that are a bit slow on math, and sometimes I'm slow at this hour of the morning, I can tell you, Drew, that that's over $5 quadrillion. Quadrillion. Think of that.
Just think of this. Just a short few years ago, nobody even talked about $1 billion.
What kind of prison sentence is somebody going to get on that one?
We need prison sentence. You know, it is totally collapsing the financial system around the world, and people. And what's going to happen is when it all goes down, the super rich are going to be sitting there in what we would have called them today, $1.2 and $5 million homes, and they think they're going to be fat and sassy. And I keep telling everybody to get out the pendulum. And the pendulum swings. It is time to take this planet back, stand up for God and country, understand that in 1789 the French attempted to cleanse their system of all of these guys that were fraudulently manipulating the people and in making them slaves, let them eat cake. You heard the old saying, let them eat cake. But they didn't behead enough of them because they have grown since then. Yeah, it slowed them down. Okay, the Rothschilds moved out of France and moved into Great Britain 100%. So did the Burgermeisters of the day. We don't even know all the names that the Bush clan have. And how about the Clinton clan? It's all out there, ladies and gentlemen. It goes deep. It's real deep. I don't know where we're headed, but I know one thing. It's going to be blood in the street before it's all over with, Don.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Let me throw this at you. Along with your story that you just read.
Yeah.
Okay, I just got a notice here that, quote, if we were among the banks receiving a letter from the Chinese, we would be very angry. But now the key is to find out more details concerning the Chinese letter on derivatives. In whose name the letter was issued, the government or the corporations, and under what was the reason for the default of the derivatives, said the Singapore-based marketing executive with one of the major foreign banks of Southeast Asia. it goes on in this little article that goes with yours. It says that, let's see, where's that on there, Air China? Air China, China's eastern and shipping giant, Costco, are among the Chinese companies that have reported huge derivative losses since last year and have issued almost identical notices to the banks around the world that they are not going to honor the derivative expenses pursuant to the letter they received from the Chinese government.
Hmm. Yeah. So we're talking about major corruption. These people should be in jail for eons.
Your letter's dated when?
This article, you mean?
The article you're dating.
That was dated to September 3rd.
September 3rd. The one that I just read to you was dated August the 31st, but I didn't get it until early this morning for my news and views.
Yeah. This is basically what I've been reporting on, Drew, in terms of Wantagate, in terms of the collapse of the mortgage industry, the collapse of the insurance industry. It's collapsed because they've stolen the money. Okay.
Exactly, and that's why gold is hitting at $1,000 an ounce. Just in the last couple of years, we've seen gold, just in the last 22 months, gold has been down as low as $665.
Yeah, that's right.
And right now, it's at $998. And Bob Chapman from TheInternationalForecaster.com was on my show today for 45 minutes, and he let everybody know that he's been predicting this, what's about to happen, for the last 8 years, and now it's here. I think Bob is kind of he's kind of scared that what he predicted is he can't predict that it's going to happen, and it can happen within the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and there was a report a day or two ago that T. Boone Pickens made a prediction that oil was going to go up to $300 a barrel. You see, they're pushing for this $10-$15 a gallon gasoline, which is ridiculous. It's just organized crime is all it is.
It's all about stopping people the right to travel around the United States and the luxury. And that's what it's turning into. Who's going to be able to travel? Just those people that are making billions of dollars, i.e. the bank executive in your local bank who just got $1 million bonus. He's going to be able to travel because he doesn't give a hoot. He's going to get a bonus every year of $1 million. So $1 million, that's $100,000 a month. He can't buy enough gasoline at $20 a gallon to spend $1 million a year. So he doesn't care. The rich don't care how much gasoline costs. They could care less, whether it be $3 a gallon at a store, or whether it be 90 cents, they don't care. And you think that the people in Washington D.C. care? No, sir, no, ma'am. The president doesn't care. His gasoline is paid for. Nancy Pelosi's gasoline doesn't care. She just gets on a plane and flies across the United States on her dollar. On your dollar. She now has got the beck and call in her. Short tenure as leader of the House, she's used government planes, i.e. at the your tax expense, constantly, and some of these planes cost as much as $5,000 an hour to go in the air for just the fuel, and your military men that are flying this sucker, flying back and forth across the country. That's a four-hour flight, ladies and gentlemen, one way, 20 grand, so she can go home on the weekend. And she's gone home over in the last 3 years, or to the last 2 years that she's been in charge of the House. She's gone home, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, she's gone home 26 times. That costs you, the American taxpayers. If you don't say you pay taxes every time you buy a gallon of gasoline, every time you pay your telephone bill, every time you pay your electric bill, there's federal taxes there. That's where they're getting the money, and then they're printing falsified money out there because they don't have any real money. Mm. And she's spending, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, that's $20,000 every weekend one way, $40,000 round trip, $40,000 a week, and a first class ticket on American Airlines only costs $2,000. But no, she wants to use your taxpayer dollars so she can fly her friends and family on a big jet back to the West Coast, have to her house, have a nice time, turn around and fly back. And we've got wine, we've got food, caviar, all the luxuries of food on board the plane. And she wants a bigger plane. She wants one with a bedroom in it.
Yeah. Drew, I got a quick chat question here on the topic you were talking about in Arkansas. I got a request for you to say the name of the judge slowly and the town he operates in.
All right, the name of the town is Jericho, I do not have that article up again, but I'll have to, and it's not that hard to find. Let me see what I can do about getting over here. Is this the article on the judge? Let's see here. No, that's the article on the Beijing derivatives.
Or you can give it to me later. You don't have to do that now. You know, we'll just get the message out. We've also got a call.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. It's Jericho, Arkansas. Okay, let's see. It's the judge's name. The fire chief, Don Payne, didn't hesitate to tell the judge what he thought of the police and the judge's speed traps. The response from the cop, they shot him in open court. Payne ended up in the hospital, but his shooting has brought to boil a simmering tensions between residents of this tiny former cotton city and the police department. Drivers quickly learned to slow to a crawl along the gravel roads and two-lane highway that runs through Jericho. But they say sometimes this isn't enough to fend off the city ticket machining. You can't get them to answer a call for a burglary normally because they're out writing tickets, said Thomas Martin, chief investigator for the Crittenden County Sheriff's Department. They're not providing service to the citizens at all, says the Sheriff's Department.
Now, I would presume if they don't even have a stoplight in the town, there's only one judge, right?
Yep.
And do you have his name there, or?
I'm going down and looking through the article. When I first moved here, they wrote me a ticket for going 58 miles an hour on my driveway, said a 74-year-old retired Marine veteran, Albert Beebe. Let's see. Said his lawyer, Randy Fishman Payne, failed to get the traffic ticket dismissed on the 27th. Judge Tanya Alexander.
It's a woman.
That's a woman. Judge Tanya Alexander.
Okay. All right. Very good. Drew, we got a caller on the line. Rodney from South Carolina. Welcome to Evident Footprints. Question or comment for our guest, Drew Raines?
This is a comment. Chemtrails? They had to
We're not talking about chemtrails tonight, Rodney.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
I mentioned chemtrails. We haven't had any chemtrails here for a full 7 days.
They have nailed us nonstop, continuously, for years. It is so bad, the sky is a constant silver metallic gray.
Where are you at in South Carolina, if you would care to share that, or general area?
Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson. I'm 40 miles away from the Georgia border and 75 miles away from the North Carolina border.
Yeah, I know that area very well.
Well, good, because they got the big ones out here, and I can see them coming out the tail and off the big wings, and it's going crisscross. There was 14 of them at one time.
Well, I don't know what's going on over in that part of the world because they have pulled them out of Arkansas for 7 days. We haven't seen the first one for a full 7 days. And I know where Greenville is. I used to haul meat there for the Winn-Dixie district warehouse that they had there.
You're a little bit south of Gaffney then, right?
Yeah, I'm south. Let's put it this way. I'm in Greenwood.
Okay.
Oh, Greenwood, not Greenville. I'm sorry. Greenwood.
Well, Greenville's above me. Greenwood, I'm in Greenwood County.
Okay.
Okay, Greenwood County. I know where you are. Good. Uh-huh.
And it is so ridiculously bad, and it has been this way since 1998.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't doubt as far as the chemtrails, but I do know that in certain parts of the country, it's starting to get eliminated. I know that here in Arkansas, those of us in Arkansas feel very pleased. We haven't seen the first chemtrail for 7 days, but I want to let you know that we don't have a garden. Most of the home gardens are gone. Tree foliage is dry, even though we've got rain. There's no nutrient in the rainwater.
I know. They're killing it.
If you don't put something in the rainwater as a nutrient, you're feeding your water, your plants a liquid, but there's nothing there.
They're killing off all the fruit-bearing trees. Most of mine are gone.
I haven't had fruit on any of my trees this year at all. None. Not
my pear
trees.
Yeah. My pear trees are dead. Most of the pines all have blight. They're just falling over. There was one that came so low. And, Don, you know who I'm talking about. And I told Dr. K, I said, it's a good thing I'm a poor man and not rich, because I said it came so low that I could see its wings. I could see the markings and the rivets. It was that low coming over my land.
What kind of markings were on the plane?
None. None. It just kind of like a
great... In other words, you saw where they were supposed to be markings, but there were no markings on it.
There are no markings on these jets. They come in different sizes. Some of them are so huge, it's unbelievable. I'm aware they have 700 tankers total, last count. I have the air quality control printout of last year out of Arizona. I have friends that fly for a living, you know, business-wise. They can see the stuff hanging in the air. This stuff is so bad. It's ridiculous. I choke on it constantly. I got dogs outside.
Rodney, has anyone been able to gauge where these planes are taking off from? What airport?
I know one place, according to the article that I have, and I don't have it in front of me. I can get back to you tomorrow night on it. One of it is Wright-Patterson Air Force. That's one of them.
Wright-Patterson Air Force Base?
Yep, in Ohio.
In Dayton, Ohio.
Yep. Let's just say I'm going to leave the man's name anonymous. He's a trucker, and I told him about it a couple of years ago, and he went by there, and he saw him on a tarmac being loaded.
Now, these are military planes, then, we're talking about?
Well, I would call them military planes, but there's no markings on them. They're all kind of grayish-colored. I've taken a huge telescope to look at them. There is no markings, and they're way, way, way above commercial airlines.
Yeah. We had something like that on the 25th of last month over the whole state of Ohio.
I know. I've on YouTube, you can see it. I've called people in Ohio. I've got a lot of connections in that state.
I mean, we had an event.
They were
masking the sky so we couldn't see what was going on up above the chemtrails. That's a fact.
I don't know the total details. The only thing I know is that I have been told by, quote, a Marine, which is a family member of mine, that they have totally screwed it up so bad up there. And I said, well, I'm going to say something to you. It's outdated. I told him, I said, too bad when I was a child that we didn't keep a couple of the Nike sites up there in Cleveland.
Yeah. Well, Rodney,
I want you to make sure you get your pen and piece of paper out, because I'm going to give out some information here in just a few minutes that you need to know about, okay?
Well, somebody needs to stop this, because I've brought this to other people's attention, and there's farmers and ranchers around me. And so I'm going to give you a heads up of what's coming. When they fly real close, low, which the one guy told me, which is about 3,000 to 4,000 feet above the trees, he said he's going to put one in the ground pretty damn soon. That's him. That's not me. And the only thing I told him is, please call me when you do it.
Yeah. Well, the next time I have Ken Adachi on the show, we're probably going to talk about this issue to some extent. Ken is very versed in this topic, in quite an unusual way. And there are things that we can do to protect ourselves rather than be victimized. In fact, I encourage you to go to his website, educate-yourself.org. Just click on a link he's got at the top of the page. It says Chemtrails. And you're going to see tons and tons of articles and some ways that we can fight back. This is all UN-sponsored. This is all sponsored by these international organizations masquerading as concerned about our benefit and our welfare type of agencies and health agencies, like the World Health Organization.
Well, I have seen pictures of the ones that they're also private contractor planes. And they actually show you what they look like inside. Some of them are, 747, some of them are C-130s or bigger.
Yeah, and I've seen those pictures, and they you know, they right away want to say, oh, these are hoaxes. Nobody
they're not hoaxes.
Yeah.
Don, they're not hoaxes. Anybody who wants to come here and join me, I'll pull out my telescope and my binoculars. And a 10 by 50, I'm sure you can see, know what I can see with just that alone.
Well, get some pictures of them. You know, we know people in the Air Force. We can find out where these planes are and who's flying them.
Unfortunately, Don, I'm not rich enough to have one of those cameras that I need. I'm still new at trying to learn how to do this stuff. I'm an old person, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Nobody is old until they say they're old.
Yeah, Rodney, I got to let you go. We got some other callers here, but thanks for calling in. We are going to do a chemtrail show, you know.
Hey, God bless you, but I want to tell you because I'm really, really, really sick and tired of the skies. I moved here to retire, get ready to retire and have a good life, and the only thing I've watched them do for the last 10 years is screw it up.
Yeah, yeah,
My last thing to say to everybody is don't come invest in this state because you're going to get killed by the chemtrails.
I understand.
All right. Well, you take care, Rodney, okay? All right.
Sell and move out.
Okay.
I'll tell you, sell and move out.
Ken from Illinois, we got you on Evident Footprints. Question or comment for our guest, Drew Raines.
Hello. Regular listener to both shows, Drew Raines on Blog Talk and Mr. Nikoloff. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. I was just trying to see were you guys aware of the World Health Organization finally admitting to causing the pandemic virus by use of the vaccine.
Yes, sir. It's on my News and Views. I don't know if it was on today or was it on yesterday, but on my News and Views, I have all this week, I've been putting articles up on the News and Views that I get posted. You can have that for free. You can just go down to my website, the three W's, amd.elequity.com. That's A Alpha Michael Delta dot Echo Lima, the word equity.com. And I have a News and Views that goes out every morning. I usually get it posted by 8 o'clock East Coast time. There's normally anywhere from 1 to 10 articles on the bird flu or the vaccination. It's called right. Vaccinations and Flu Information for Your Safety. And I do have that article there that shows that the WHO flu, i.e. WHO, the World Health Organization, has admitted that they have released this flu into the system. There's today's stories actually say H1N1 flu vaccination and program in doubt in Australia because the doctors in Australia are refusing to give the shots. IBM has foreknowledge of a pandemic as far back as 2006. Don Nikoloff has the documentation on his website under documents at http://directlightproductions.com.
All you have to do is type in directlightproductions.com. The rest happens automatically.
No, it doesn't. Not on my system, it doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't? Oh.
Nope. I'm in a world of hurt over here.
Oh.
I tried that.
I've got the IBM document from 2006, an interdepartmental upper management document that they sent out to their people in Europe, and this particular document came from IBM France, and they were predicting a 100% chance of a pandemic in the next 5 years. So they were saying by 2011. Now, how does a computer company know that there's going to be a pandemic unless they're involved in it?
They have it on their script.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually have that document in my possession. I mean, not in my possession, but the link. We did, my network and community did listen to the show last night with Mr. Taylor. And,
oh, okay.
We've been passing the link around. It's going viral. All points lead to carefully scripted, organized mass murder at the highest levels, and there's just no way that it could keep continuing without some sort of suppression. I mean, it's no way that they can be able to carry this out without some sort of acknowledgement.
Now, what's interesting is you brought up the point about the World Health Organization admitting it. Well, they have to, because I published that document yesterday. Right? They have to admit it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, they're hoping people are going to be too stupid to figure out what that means. Let me share something with both of you and the listening audience. I got an email today from a person pretending that they're a minister in Berlin, Germany. Okay? And they got a website.
Right.
The website's actually in Glasgow, Scotland.
Okay?
The IP address. And it fits into the international intel organizations immediately. And I went down the rabbit hole on some of the names that I came up with. Drew, you're not going to guess where some of these names show up. I'll say this much without giving out the name.
Pennsylvania, New Jersey,
well,
Chicago.
Free, exactly.
Freeport,
New Jersey.
Yeah.
Freehold, New Jersey, Hartford, Connecticut, Somerville, Massachusetts, San Francisco, the same ring of criminals, okay? So we're putting the truth out. We're just hinting to our listening audience tonight that we can I discovered in 5 minutes, Drew.
I understand. Hey, guy.
I understand. So we got some surprises for them.
Oh, I've got I've got a serenity if people will listen and act on it. Okay, so. we'll move over into that one here in just a second.
Yeah, okay. Ken, anything else you want to say or any questions? Or have we lost him?
We lost Ken.
I guess Ken is gone. Okay.
Anybody else?
I guess Ken is gone. Let's see if we got anybody else. Okay, Ken's gone. That was a message. Okay, well, thanks.
All right, here we go. I want to start with what Ken has to say, on this bird flu. Right now, there is an article that came out day before yesterday on the 2nd in Maine. Quote, Governor Baldassi proclaimed civil emergency to H1N1. School and health care providers are protected. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. School and health care providers are protected against any liability claims related to vaccination clinics. Do you hear what I'm saying? The governor of Maine has now saying, well, you get a vaccination and it's got poison in it and your child becomes maimed or paralyzed or dies, you have no recourse in the court system. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what this is blatant, in your face. Lord North did this in 1773, where he gave immunity to the appointees of government over the colonies. And it's exactly what's going on right now. We've got governors who are violating the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of their own state, the rights, the Bill of Rights, and the rights of the people of the state. You the people, you can get these people out of office. Governor Baldassi, you need to go to prison. This is ludicrous. Quote, the emergency designation protects school and health care providers against the liability claims to their related to their participation in school-based vaccination clinics that are going to be set up in Maine in the next 2 months. Maine has been proactive in its response to the WHO flu, the World Health Organization flu. Baldassi said in announcing the proclamation, quote, "But as the school year begins, we must continue our vigilance, which will require a responsible, aggressive vaccination and public education program. It is our goal that every citizen of the state of Maine has access to vaccinations for the seasonal H1N1 flu." Ladies and gentlemen, the WHO, World Health Organization, has already said they have released this thing on the world. They have already admitted that 30%, that's 30%, ladies and gentlemen, 3 out of every 10 of you will come down with a malady that is as detrimental as death, and at least you will be paralyzed. 3 out of 10 Americans who take the vaccination will be paralyzed and maimed for life, and nobody is held responsible, but the big pharmaceuticals are going to make billions off of this.
Now, Drew, in light of what you just said, I've proven that just by putting this document on my website. You see, it doesn't matter if they admit it or not. It's the proof is there. You see?
But that's why we, the people, yeah, in every state, in every county, we have got to unite and grab our posteriors and educate ourselves, our fellow citizens, to the limitations of power, and grab our sheriff and say, "Sheriff, you are the senior law enforcement official in this county. You have the power to stop this. You are elected. Your pay comes from us, the people of this county. This has got to stop right now." Ladies and gentlemen, there is a movie that came out in 1971. It starred Charlton Heston. The name of the movie is The Omega Man. And at the very beginning of the movie, it's got a dark picture and a guy, and you see Charlton Heston get in a car, start it up, and drive out into the city, New York City. And nobody was around. Nothing. He was the survivor of a pandemic flu virus that the United States thought was going to hit the United States. So they vaccinated the people of America, and just about everybody died. Literally, out of the entire population of the United States, there were only small little snippet groups. When I say small little snippet groups, the one group that was located in this movie was up in the state of Maine. They were in Pennsylvania, they were the Pennsylvania Dutch, who, pursuant to their religious beliefs, refused to have a vaccination. And that's what's going to happen. There's going to be people out here that's going to die, and they're going to give it to the rest of us. You have got to stock up with food. You've got to be able to lock your door, stay in your house at least for 6 weeks. And then what you're going to do after 6 weeks while everybody else outside is killing themselves and trying to break into your house? That's when it comes to the fact that we have a Second Amendment to the Constitution, and every state in the Union has a Bill of Rights that says each and every citizen of that state has a right to keep and bear arms. There's not one state in the Union that doesn't have that in their own state constitution. There's people out there that manufactures the best ammunition in the world down in Texas. It's called R as in Raymond, B as in Baker, C is in Charlie, D is in Delta, RBCD.net. And they manufacture ammunition that when it hits the target, it blows it up. Literally, a .38 caliber shooting a steel pot will literally blow it apart. A .50 caliber rifle shell will blow apart an aluminum block engine that goes in a Toyota. I can prove that because I did it. I've taken a 308 round at 900 yards and blew, literally blew apart a small steel carburetor. Or aluminum carburetor, I'm sorry. Aluminum carburetor off of an automobile. 900 yards away. I blew it to smithereens. You can buy these shells from RBCD. They are not cheap. They cost as much as $2 a piece. Now, there's other places out there. Palmetto State Armory in South Carolina. To Rodney, pay attention. Get your pen out. Palmetto State Armory. They have the least expensive ammunition on the East Coast. Another provider out of Texas, the Ammo Man, theammoman.com, PalmettoStateArmory.com. These two people sell ammunition cheaper than anybody that I've found out there, and they have it in stock. 1,000 rounds of ammunition for $449. Now that sounds to so many of you sounds a little high, but those of you that have been buying ammunition these last 6 months for $1.20 a round, 1,000 rounds for $449 is darn cheap. 40 caliber ammunition for your Glock, 1,000 rounds, $429. 1,000 rounds of 9mm ammo for your Luger or any 9mm pistol, 1,000 rounds, $339. Ladies and gentlemen, that's almost half price with most of the gun shops around America. You've got to get out there. Right here in Little Rock, Arkansas, less than 10 miles outside the city limits on Interstate 40 is a Remington Rand ammunition plant. They've been running 7 days a week, 24/7, 7 days a week, ladies and gentlemen. And one of the supervisors over there tells me he's 3 years behind. 3 years behind. And making ammunition. And they make shotgun ammunition. They make 7.62 full metal jacket. They make 5.56 full metal jacket. And they're 3 years behind. The Remington Rand plant in Louisiana is 7 days, 24/7. They are 5 years behind on their specialty ammunition. The Winchester plant is 3 years behind. You better wake up. And you're hearing Obama wants to stop you from being able to buy reload equipment. You need to protect yourself. And those of you that don't understand what I'm talking about, you take the ammo out of Texas from RBCD, and you have an aircraft fly over your property less than 500 yards away. Yeah, I guarantee you, you put a couple of these rounds in a wing tank that's got fuel in it. Unless that wing tank is full of fuel, it's going to blow because that's what blows up. What blows up is the fumes that's in the tanks. Learn how to protect yourself. This nation is going to civil war, and it's coming to a doorstep around you. All I'm asking you to do is be prepared to protect your wife, your children, and understand that this is orchestrated to depopulate this planet, specifically depopulate America and make those of us that have stood here for 200 years, the ones that have really stood up and brought freedom and liberty to this planet. They want to take us out. We are not a bunch of pussies out there. We are fighters. We are warriors. And that's why they are allowing these Mexicans and the illegal immigrants from Mexico who are pacifists come into America. That's why they could care less about the Arabs coming here, because the Arabs are pacifists in a sense that they could care less about fighting for your freedom. That's what this show's going to be about tomorrow night. You either honor the American flag, you either have honor for America, you either have honor for the men and the women that have served in the military for these last 235 years, or you're feeding and abiding and assisting the enemy. You are giving aid and comfort to the enemy. Nazi Pelosi, a.k.a. Pella Seville, according to several congressmen that I've talked to today, they have a nickname for Nazi Pelosi. They call her Pella Seville. You know the movie Disney for 101 Dalmatians?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Pella Seville is her nickname amongst themselves. They are saying that it is destruction, self-destruction of America. Well, I don't care. I don't care what happens to Washington, D.C. anymore. What I care about is what happens in Caddo Parish, Louisiana, or in Bossier Parish, Louisiana, in Pulaski County, Arkansas, places that I live, or St. Charles County, Illinois. I mean, I've got relatives there, Asheville, North Carolina. I care about these communities personally because I have sisters and live in these places. I've got friends that live in these places, Clark County, Nevada. I've got several first cousins that live there. I care about those places. I don't care about Las Vegas, Nevada. As far as I'm concerned, Las Vegas, Nevada can sink in a cesspool. But I care about my relatives, and I care about them able to live. And those of you that don't think it's coming to a doorstep, just look at the movie. Watch the movie The Omega Man. Watch the movie Red Dawn. Watch the movie V for Vendetta. Truth is in the movies out there. These people that write these movies and put them out, they're letting you know what's there. 1984, George Orwell. It's here now. It's not going to be 50 years from now. It's going to be here within the next 18 months, if not the next 2 weeks. I'm sorry, I'm ranting.
No, you sound like you've been listening to Pastor James D. Manning, actually.
He is my man. He is Pastor Manning. James David Manning is a pastor in Harlem, New York, ladies and gentlemen, and he's educating the black people out there, and he's tired of them being slaves, and
well,
he knows the truth.
He's educating the white people, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, bless him. God bless him. He is definitely educating the white people out there to let them know that they have failed their due diligence.
Yes, and I'm happy and proud to announce to my listening audience that Pastor James D. Manning, Ph.D., will be on Evident Footprints on Wednesday the 16th of September. He'll be on the show. And we're going to talk about the long-legged Mac Daddy and all these other things. Now, Drew, in our waning moments here on the show tonight, I want to bring up this issue about Obama's plan to talk to all the kids in the schools around the country on the 8th of this month. I think that's a Tuesday, if I'm correct. The way I'm seeing it and the way some others are seeing it, it's going to be sort of an indoctrination plan. You have to ask yourself, what business does somebody affiliated with ACORN, an organization founded by terrorists, and these are the original terrorists. We're not talking about Middle Easterners. We're talking about Bernadine Dorn and William Ayers and the Weather Underground people, the subversive Black Panther group was involved, and right there is Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton defended those people. Okay, so we know so little about these things, especially now that many people have gotten older and they've got families, they've got kids, they've got grandkids, and they're retired or they're about to retire, and they think, well, you know, I don't have that much longer. I just want to live the rest of my life peacefully. Well, it's not going to be that way. And in fact, they're attempting to brainwash your kids. There is no reason to bring political ideology, especially of someone that is not an American. You should be incensed by this going on, that this is going to occur. I urge people to take a stand. I posted a link on my Breaking Stories page. If you go all the way down to the bottom on the left side, there's a link that will take you to a very well-written article about this whole issue and how you should You should be watching what goes into your children's minds.
And their mouth.
Yes, and their mouth, and their skin, and their veins. I see Drew as the precursor to, it's like a pedophile that offers a piece of candy to a child, and they get them to go up to the vehicle and they snatch them and they bring them in the vehicle. That's how serious the vaccination issue is. And this is precursory to that. This is preparing them, because I'm sure there's going to be some kind of message there to plant the seed. They may not even use the word vaccination, but it's going to be mind control. There's no doubt about it. Look at what they did to the country during the last election. And I said this. I've been outspoken about this from the beginning, and I'm proven to be right, and so were a lot of other people. Okay, so this is we don't need our little children, preschool and kindergarten kids do not need to be talked to by any politician whatsoever. There's nothing they have in common. There's nothing they can learn from them except their perversions and their corrupt ways. That's my rant.
I agree with you. There's nothing for me to say. I agree with you 100%.
Now, this vaccination thing, we have proof. We have proof that this is all a fraud being perpetrated on people to enrich the pharmaceutical companies. They do not care about you. The government does not care about you, because if they did, this wouldn't even be happening, would it, Drew?
No, not in this lifetime. And it wouldn't even have been planned. And this is all planned, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's planned, and they have their own greedy reasons for this. You see, their own perverted reasons, their own evil reasons for doing this. I did a show about all the evil that's in the world on the first of this month. I think you got to hear that. In fact, I got a lot of email from that show, and I know people are listening to the rebroadcast of that show. That was one of those moments where you're just in a state of mind where you just let the truth come to you, okay? And I can't remember half of what I said. It was coming from another place. But I can tell you one thing is that those that responded said they are grateful for the truth that came forth. I encapsulated every major issue on the planet. I know I did that. Every major issue, from food to our rights and the corruption that's going on, and the mind control and the brainwashing and the attempts to bring ill health and to steal the wealth of others. It's sickening what's going on here. And they're masquerading as messiahs. I don't need to hear that word.
This term czar. And you're right, this masquerade of Messiah, you just want to throw up.
Yeah.
Yes, I know, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
you asked me a question.
Well, yeah, I wanted to get your thoughts. I mean, basically, you agreed with me, but,
you wanted my thoughts on Obama and his agenda to talk to the kids?
Yeah. Exactly.
I got a great response. Now, you're going to love this response, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention. You might want to turn your radio down a little bit. I'll give you 5 seconds to turn it off, because this is going to be a little on the nauseating side. That's how I feel about Obama.
I hope you had a bucket next to you. That was pretty good. A good impression.
Well, I want everybody to know that I'm fed up. I'm not going to take it anymore. I just got a notice here, popped up from a Marine, that is letting me know the national flag of the Public's Republic, the national flag. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you want to get a Marine mad? Start passing this out. It'll be on my news and views tomorrow morning. And this is from the China Daily. The national flag of the Public's Republic. the People's Republic of China will be hoisted at the South Lawn of the United States White House in Washington, D.C. on September the 20th. The Chinese Association in the United States of America had applied to hold a ceremony in the front of the United States President's residence to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mao Zedong, who murdered millions. We are estimating over 60 million Chinese died in the foundation of the People's Republic of China. And now they are petitioned, and Obama has given them permission to hoist the Chinese flag over the resident of the United States of America for the president. Now, if that doesn't make you mad, I don't know what will.
If that's not treason, I don't know what is. This just gets stranger and stranger by the moment. I mean, you think week to week, a new story is going to come out. It's every moment.
According to Zhao Lukun, who is the Zhao Lukun, who is Zhao Lukun? He doesn't say who Zhao is in this article. Quote: many Americans admire China due to the success of last year's Beijing Olympics, says President Shen. More than 1,000 people will attend the ceremony and the performances held after it, according to the Chinese leader of the press. They've got it abbreviated here. The performances will demonstrate the American friendship, the magnanimous spirit of kindness that both America and China has toward each other.
Well, that's not what I heard in the article I read earlier, is it? Talking about the financial corruption?
Well, that's right. I mean, here they talk about the financial corruption on one hand, and they turn around and praise each other on the other. Ladies and gentlemen, what is this, putting the Chinese flag on the soil of the White House of the United States? We're talking about this is as bad as flying Vietnamese flag upon the USS what was the name of that ship? There was a United States Navy vessel that went into the harbor of Hanoi, and the Vietnamese flag was hoisted on that vessel above the American flag. We're not talking about alongside it. We're talking about above it. That is showing complete surrender to the nation that you're visiting. Since when did this Republic of States in 1775 fight to 1783 surrender its sovereignty to other nations? Never in the history. And now here we are, the Chinese are going to be bringing their flag and hoisting it over on the east wing of the President of the United States living quarters. What is wrong with this picture? Have you not got pissed off enough?
Well, there was an incident earlier this year or at the end of last year where a veteran went up to a carryout and saw the Mexican flag flying above the American flag, and he tore it down. And
they put him in jail.
Yeah. But it's amazing. It's amazing what people are tolerating now.
Well, here's they put the guy in jail. He stayed there overnight, okay? But the veterans that lived in the community came out the next day, and they were literally going to storm the jail. They were going to take out the police department, the sheriff department, everybody else. And it leaked out. They let him out of jail the next morning before 8 o'clock.
Yeah, there's a YouTube video of that, too. It's probably still online.
And I got news for you. You know, it's just like the revolution in Jackson, Tennessee in 1946, where there was the men that came back from World War II were not going to have allow the corruption within the political office of the mayor, the city council, and the sheriff's department of that county. Those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, look it up on the net. It is it's called something the War of Jackson the War of Jackson, Tennessee, 1946, or the Battle of Jackson. I think that's what it's called, the Battle of Jackson. And ladies and gentlemen, the government in Washington D.C., these atrocities that are going on, they're scared of the military. That's why right now there's probably and we haven't been able to document the prisons, but there's over 1,500 high-level ranking special forces men in prison, not women, because there's not any special forces. This BS on television and the movies that you see a woman going through Navy SEAL training and becoming a Navy SEAL, that's television, that's a movie, that's bull. Okay? Wake up! All these men are leaders, and they are out there in prison because the government of Washington, D.C., a.k.a. Obama, and the Democratic Party of Nancy Pelosi are scared that these men can unite people like me and the other 1.3 million veterans who have served this nation, served you honorably with respect, loyalty to all except honor. And my honor is to the men and women that have died for freedom, died for the basic liberty of this nation. You think you live with liberty? You do not. You have freedom because somebody in a townhouse that sits at the city hall gives you the right to do something with a license. That's not liberty. That is freedom with a license to do something that you normally have a right to do, such as travel over this land, such as own your weapon, such as allow your children to be educated properly in your own home, such as refusing a vaccination, such as holding responsible anybody that harms your child. So you're going to go out there and allow your child to be vaccinated? And they die, and all of a sudden you're going to look in the mirror and you're going to wonder. You're going to get a good taste of how the women felt in 1976 that took due diligence and went down on the swine flu of 1976 and had their children vaccinated. And out of the 25,000 doses, there was only 25,000 doses, ladies and gentlemen, 25,000. But 8,000 of those women and children became paralyzed. There was 169 deaths. And the government was culpable. The government was found guilty. And those people settled with millions of dollars. There's a YouTube video out there of this. There's a YouTube presentation out there. It's been on my News and Views talking, showing a young lady that was vibrant, a model, a beauty queen. And now she's in her mid to late 50s, early 60s, and she's been paralyzed ever since 1976, literally paralyzed, barely able to walk with a cane. She's still she's still vibrant in her face. She's still beautiful in the face. But when you see her walk, you feel sorry. You think she's had polio. She hadn't had polio. She was infected with something in a shot to prevent the swine flu, that she did not have all the information. And this is why these governors need to be placed in front of a firing squad that's going to kill your children. You make up your mind what you're going to do. Are you going to live free with liberty, or are you going to die because some jerk comes out and says, you've got to have a vaccination? I'm telling you. They come for my nephews and nieces. I'm going to protect them with my ammunition. I'm going to tell them, no way, not in this house. We have a belief, and that belief is under our religious belief. You can't give us a shot. You can sequester us. You can lock me in my house. You can keep me here for 21 days or 6 weeks, but you cannot make me take that vaccination. There is nothing out there that's going to make me take it. And I got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. The boys in the back room, the boys in the black hats, the boys in the black uniforms, they know when they kick in my door, regardless of when they do it, if they do it, I'm going to take out as many as I can. They know the first three are going to die, and there may be a lot more. That's what they're scared of. And there's got to be more people like me that's going to say, sir, no, sir, I'm not going to take it, nor my children, nor my nephews, nor my nieces. It's time to stand up for what George Washington said in his farewell address. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go on the Internet, type in George Washington farewell address and read it. And understand that the next time a general stood up and said that the war machine was nothing but a racket was my great-great-uncle, Major General Smedley Darlington Butler, in 1933. Go on the Internet. Type in, war is a racket. You don't have to go to my website. You can type just, war is a racket. You don't have to go to my website to find George Washington farewell address. You don't have to go to my website to listen to the audio of another general, the last general that had the guts to stand up and say, sir, there is a problem, sir, meaning you, the American people. You, sir, have a problem. It was Dwight David Eisenhower advising you that there was an industrial military complex that was insidious behind the scenes and destroying the nation. The last president that had the guts to stand up and say something was Ronald Reagan. But in between Eisenhower and Reagan, the Kennedy clan, i.e. John Fitzgerald Kennedy, he was going to get rid of the CIA. He wanted to have the FBI step down. He saw the industrial military complex, and he wanted to nip it in the bud. He wanted to do away with the Federal Reserve. And they assassinated him. And who was behind that plot? I don't know who the leaders were, but I know that George Herbert Walker Bush was involved. I don't believe he was the leader. I don't think he orchestrated it, but he was involved. I think that George Herbert Walker Bush was involved in the attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan. I know that George Herbert Walker Bush and his plan are secretly behind the scenes manipulating this nation right now. It doesn't take rocket science to realize that George Herbert Walker Bush was paid off for his due diligence to the Illuminati, to the Rockefellers, to the Rothschilds around the world by allowing him to become the president of the United States.
Yeah.
And the reason that was a payoff was so they could have bodyguards on George Herbert Walker Bush for the rest of his life, and he would get a retirement of $300,000 a year with bodyguard service that's costing you, the American taxpayers, $2 million a year. That was his payback. And then you've got Albert Gore. Albert Gore was thrown to the wolves because they had a better man out there that they wanted in there. They wanted to pay back George Herbert Walker Bush and allow his son to become the dictator. His son did his darndest in 8 years to become the dictator, but it didn't work. William Jefferson Clinton, an immoral wannabe, very extremely smart man, but he was immoral. He was the filth of the earth. And he destroyed this nation by destroying the independent businesses out there. There used to be shirt manufacturers all over the United States. William Jefferson Clinton, they closed down within 18 months of him coming into office, and all those shirts were now manufactured down in Argentina, Chile, China, India. The shoe manufacturers, there's three shoe manufacturers left in the United States, three. But who has the money to afford to buy a pair of tennis shoes for $150 when you can buy them for $12, made in China? Who's got the money to buy a pair of leather boots made in the United States for $300 when you can buy a pair made in China for $49.95? That's what's wrong with America, ladies and gentlemen. And Albert Gore, his payoff, they gave him the Peace Prize, the Nobel Peace Prize for global warming. Another lie shoved down your throat. So, because Albert Gore didn't have anything. And this green jerk sitting over in Tennessee, his electric bill for 1 month doesn't even equate to my electric bill for 5 years. And yet you sit back and you allow these people. I'm sorry, I've been ranting and we're getting down to showtime. I apologize.
Yeah, that's okay. it's coming through. You know, you're preaching tonight. What can I say? That gives the audience a taste of what it's like to hear your show, A Marine's Disquisition.
And I don't sound like that every day.
Well,
I mean, they killed my show today for 15 minutes because I had no power here at the house. It took me 15 minutes to get the emergency power hooked up.
Yeah, you're not broadcasting Saturday and Sunday, so I know you're a bit more toned down on those days. But
I take time off and do old time radio presentations and then listen to my old time radio.
Yeah. Well, we do have to call it a night, Drew, but I want to thank you for your message and
I'm not as important as Dr. James David Manning. I know you're going to have him for 2 full hours.
Actually, he's only going to do 1 hour. That's all he can commit to because it's late at night for him. He's on the East Coast.
Late? I got news for you. It's 1 o'clock in the morning where he's at.
I know it's late for him. He has to arise very early in the morning. So. He was gracious enough to come on for an hour. We're going to make the best of that hour. And
I heard that. Now I'd like to do my promotion for my show tomorrow, if you don't mind.
Yeah, if you can do it quickly,
I know you like this guy. My show tomorrow is going to have medical doctor and researcher Dr. Richard Charles Norton.
He's a friend. Yes,
he is a friend of yours. So I want to let your audience know to tune in. You go to my website, the 3 W's. Alpha Michael Delta Dot Echo Lima Echo Quebec Ulysses India Tango Yankee .com. That spells AMD.ELEquity.com.
Yeah, can you see people trying to write out all those words you just said?
Alpha Michael Delta Echo Lima Quebec. That's just the first letter.
I understand. I understand.
I mean, most people, when I give them out, most people, they forgot what the letter Q stood for. Many of them, many fellow Marines, they have to stop and think, well, what do I use for you? Okay? And what do I use for the letter Q? I mean, it blows me away that, but those of us that were in command that use those letters on a daily basis, they're embedded, just like your rifle number, your social security number, and your old Marine Corps number.
Yeah. Well, Drew, thanks for being on the show tonight, and I look forward to your next visit on Evident Footprints. To my listening audience, tomorrow night, we have moved Jim Murray forward to next Monday. He's been my regular guest on Fridays. A couple of times we've replaced him where we had difficulty getting an important interview scheduled on another night. So Jim was gracious enough to give up tomorrow night to Mark and Heather Lawrence. You're going to want to hear that show, definitely. And Drew's had them on his show earlier this week. They're going to be fantastic guests, and they've got a lot of important heart-wrenching and soul-searching type of information to bring forth. You're going to want to listen to that, so please tune in. Special thanks go out to the folks in around the world, Wind Talkers Radio Network and Blog Talk Radio for broadcasting this show tonight. And also, special thanks go to Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, Seth Hendrick on the sound, our callers tonight. And you, the listening audience, thank you for tuning in. I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and you have a good night.